Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
How about a round of applause here at the Baseball Tavern for our mayor?
We love Mayor Walsh.
Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Everyone ready for opening day today?
I think we are. I think we are indeed ready.
Greg's got his dip.
What the?
Whoa.
Don't mention that.
What just happened?
Don't mention that.
I've seen Greg at the ballpark. He has a system. I watch him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not going to get caught.
I did see the mayor, and he did immediately confront me last year about whether I had a dip in my mouth, and my answer was yes, I do. And
did he tase you?
No, he did not tase me. Okay. No, I think I referenced the Boston Tea Party or something like that.
Yeah. He didn't nunchuck you.
Wasn't that how? Is that how it went, Mr. Mayor? I don't remember how it happened.
Listen, I don't remember anything either. So I didn't see you. You didn't see me. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. What do you think about this team? How many wins?
I would say probably around 94. It depends on, as long as we get a healthy Price and you know, our top three pitchers, which are great pitchers, do what they need to do. I think we get 94 wins and then possibly more than that. But I think a lot, in a baseball team, obviously, you know, a lot comes together. You know, with David Ortiz, you know, I think there's always a concern we're losing that big bat, which it is a concern. But I do think these players are going to step up this year. I think they're all going to step up and put their own mark on this team.
Did the David Ortiz Street thing go through? Is that all set, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, it's almost all set.
Is Ortiz? Do you have any inside information on today? Like, is Ortiz in town, or like, is he? What's going on?
I don't know. I was thinking that myself. You know, the Red Sox do a nice job of keeping this stuff close to the vest, and you know, they usually have an unbelievable opening day ceremony. So I'm not sure exactly what the plan for today is. I have not heard anything about Big Poppy being there today, but you never know what the Red Sox, they just do some incredible things.
Are you attending the game today?
Yeah, I'm going to go down. I'm going to go to the game, and you know, it's exciting. Opening day is completely different for me from what it used to be, and it's pretty exciting. You know, I think there's a buzz around the city. I was down by the Fenway area yesterday, and there was just such a buzz around the park yesterday. It wasn't even opening day yet. People are just excited, shopping, getting this stuff ready for the season. And the Red Sox always bring a great buzz and vibe to the city.
Are you saying it's a different buzz because since the ownership change, they actually have a chance every year? Is that what you're saying? Is that what is that what you're referring to?
I remember when I was a kid, we weren't winning anything. You know, it was pretty tough. I mean, every sport was pretty tough except for maybe the Celtics.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, during the Bird years, that was really about it. We were just discussing before you called, by the way, the possibility for some gantries to be put up. But do you know Brian Murray? Did you serve with Brian Murray in the legislature?
No, it was probably before my time.
Okay. Brian Murray is a representative from Milford, and he wants to put gantries on 93 and Route 3 and 128. And he's filing legislation which would enact electronic tolling on roads all around the state. And
Brian's there now. Sorry, I was thinking, okay, Brian's the rep now. Yeah, he came in after me.
Yeah.
He wants to put tolls on 93 and roads like that?
Yeah, and Route 3 and 128 and put tolls everywhere, essentially. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's a tough one. I mean, I think that you know, we have the Mass Pike, obviously, which is a toll road. It was built as a toll road. I think it's difficult to stop putting tolls in roads that are already pre-existing unless you have a real good plan on how you're going to use the money that's collected on that. I don't know enough about the legislation to give you an honest answer. I think that there's definitely a need for transportation money in the Commonwealth. When I was in the legislature, we voted the gas tax and did indexing. The voters repeal that. There has to be some form of direct, dedicated revenue towards transportation. But I'm not sure if a toll is going to get you enough money or is the right way to go, to be quite honest with you.
All right. That's pretty good. How about a round of applause for the mayor? He doesn't want any tolls. Forget about it. All right. We're going to hold him to that. Yes.
I was going to say, Hill Dog, so when he puts this in, is it voted? So my thing is...
Yeah. No, what happens is he'll file a bill if he already has it, and then there'll be a hearing, a legislative hearing, where people come in and testify in favor of it. He'll have to lay out why he wants it, and then the legislature will take it up. I just don't think the legislature would take a bill like that up right now. I think if there was a serious fiscal crisis, you have to look at every way to try and get revenue in here without taking it out of the pockets of everybody. But I think he has a long way to go before that bill would pass the legislature. Okay.
We spend, believe it or not, 74,000 of the 650,000 that we spend per mile.
Right.
We spend 74,000 of that on administrative costs.
Oh, good Lord.
So it costs 74,000 per mile in this state on administrative costs. That seems kind of expensive, don't you think, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, well, I don't know enough about that either, but I think that we have to try and get more money into the infrastructure. I mean, I think that, as you look around, when people talk about, when I talk about the infrastructure, I'm talking about roads and bridges and the trains. And I think that if we had a plan, I think if there was a plan to upgrade our infrastructure, roads and bridges and the transportation system, I think people would be willing to pay. But I think if they don't see a plan, there's going to be major concerns about people paying additional money. I think that comes down to the bottom line.
All right. I think that's a good way to, I agree with you. I think people look at it and say, all right, we're just going to, here's more money that's going to come in, and we're just going to, whether it's a gas tax or the excise tax or whatever, we're just going to keep paying, you know?
As long as it's going to building, as long as it's going to, you know, again, not administrative fees, it's going to actual construction and upgrading and bringing in new technology, things like that. I think people would say, you know, we need it because to move forward, but I don't think that people are willing to just arbitrarily say, okay, yeah, I'll pay more and not see a difference.
Now, what about, could you get behind opening day as a holiday, as a state holiday?
Yes.
every year?
I probably could at some point down the road. I think that right now if I say that, I'll break news and I'll be on the front page of the Herald tomorrow saying the mayor's pushing opening day to be on a state holiday.
Nothing from this show makes the front page of the Herald. Don't worry about it, Mr. Mayor.
Can we exchange like one of the other days, like Bunker Hill Day or something? Oh, yeah, one of those Suffolk County holidays that we can exchange out.
If you're from Charlestown, you won't want to do that.
Oh, yeah, boy. That's true.
If you're from Southie, you won't want to give up Evacuation Day.
That's true.
Patrick's Day. So, we'll look down the road. I think that, you know, maybe we could add another holiday. We don't have enough holidays anyway in this country.
Now, how do you, I mean, as long as Danielle brought it up at the beginning, trying to shame me into not dipping during the game today, but has that worked out the way you thought? Because I do see players from time to time, like on the other teams and stuff, who are dipping. Is that like,
is it being enforced
over there or what?
We gave a warning. We actually, before the season last year, myself and Commissioner Evans went over and spoke to the team about it. And they were great. You know, it's a hard thing. I mean, it is the law here in Boston. I think more and more states are doing it. I think really ultimately it's going to take an action by, you know, Major League Baseball to end dipping across the board for it to be truly effective. I mean, I think players, a lot of players swallow a lot of gum in their mouth. You know, Tito Francona, I guess, used to take the dip and roll it, wrap it into the gum.
Yeah.
So you really can't tell that way. And I think that...
That doesn't sound good to you, Danielle.
That's gross.
The dipping really comes down to safety and being, you know, some of these players, a lot of these players, most of all the players being role models for kids. The dipping thing came really about trying to help the young people who started dipping. That's where our goal is. It was really a healthcare move. And there are over there. I mean, we're certainly not going to arrest people for dipping in the city of Boston. Thank God. We have enough to worry about arresting people for dipping.
I think you should prohibit LB from having four or five of the lobster poutine that they're now serving over at Fenway later on today. That doesn't seem very healthy, Mr. Mayor.
LB, you can do whatever you want.
Thanks, Mayor Walsh. I think I've earned it. A couple of hundred fights. I think I'm good to go. I love
watching you. You were a tremendous hockey player. I love seeing you, especially with your hands.
All right. Well, so you'll be there. You'll be there today. Are you calling for a win today? You're calling for a win today?
Opening day is a jump ball. I don't know what's going to happen today. I hope they win. I think they'll definitely win. They'll I think they have a two-game series against Pittsburgh, so they'll definitely win the second game. The first game, I don't want to jinx them and say that they're going to win today. You know how I am with that jinxing thing, so I'm going to stay away from talking about it. But I feel good about the Red Sox. I think I looked at the lineup last night. I think Hanley Ramirez in the fourth spot. I think Hanley's going to have a pretty big year. I think Sandoval's going to have a great year, obviously, because he looks like he's ready to play the second year of his contract. So I think he didn't really play. He had plenty of rest from last year, so he'll be all set.
Did you say restaurant? He had plenty of restaurant? Is that what you said last
year? He didn't have many. He looks like a different guy out there.
He does.
I'm excited to see that.
By the way, so that I'm not a welcher, we have to pay off on the bet with the Brighton-Neshoba State Championship game, by the way. You got to get those Brighton guys to come in. I can't believe you didn't bring that up.
That was a butt-whooping.
Yeah.
You had a shot on the team, so I didn't want to rub it in too much. You know, I wasn't going to go at you, but now that you brought it up, we'll see. We'll get the kids at the studio someday.
Yeah, let's do it next week. I'll buy the pizzas. Whoa, shoot. That's a trigger word for Pablo. I just said pizza. let's get that going. But that was a great basketball team, and that's a great program over there. They do a great job over there at Brighton. So
they're good kids. They were in City Hall the other day. They were really excited. And, two of them knew I did the bet. A couple didn't know I did the bet, so they were excited.
Good. Well, we'll get some pizzas. We'll get you in the studio. We'll do it in the next couple weeks. All right, Mr. Mayor?
All right, my friend. Have a great day. Great. I'll see you. Are you going to the game?
Yeah, I'll see you upstairs at the
I'll see you right where I see you.
Yeah, I'll see you right where I see you, and try to just ignore the fact that I have a dip in.
I'm not gonna. I know that. You know, like I said the other day, say hello, give a quick wave, and go right by you.
All right,
there you go.
All right, that's what you do normally, right. Anyway. All right, there he is. A round of applause for our mayor, please, on opening day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.